Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be sunny, a little more humid today, high in the low 80s. Kenosha right now is 69 degrees, 70 in Burlington, Milwaukee 70, also 70 in Racine. Nobody hurt as fire damaged a home at 1554 Packard Avenue in Racine last night started by fireworks inside the rear entrance. The home suffered about $3,000 worth of damage. It was initially reported as vacant, but had to be searched because of neighbor concerns referencing the second floor possibly being occupied. A release indicates that nobody was found up there or anywhere else, and that the flames just were kept from extending. The occupants of the home were offered help by the Red Cross. Just after 1 o'clock this morning in Kenosha, the Park Ridge Inn Hotel on 75th Street was evacuated. There was a fire in a dumpster within about 10 feet of the building. Flames extended to the wooden enclosure for the receptacle. They were quickly extinguished by arriving city crews. How that fire began, though, under investigation. And what caused a deadly fire at a Durant Avenue home in Mount Pleasant over the weekend that claimed the life of 49-year-old Lori Leisner, that is also still under investigation. An autopsy was ordered, but no results on that thus far. A 13-year-old boy is in custody in Racine County for allegedly crashing a stolen car from Porcaro Ford early Monday morning, which stemmed from a pursuit with Mount Pleasant police. Officers on patrol before 2:30 a.m. observed multiple vehicles at high speeds, some with no headlights. Efforts to stop them led to the chase being called off for safety reasons. One later found crashed into the median for Highway 20 west of West Road and on fire. Officers then arrested the teen as he tried to run off. He and the other suspects, who were not caught, allegedly broke into Percaro Ford on Washington Avenue, causing substantial damage in the process, then escaping with the vehicles that police initially observed. There was a missing state corrections inmate, but he's back in custody now in Racine County. Timothy Worth reportedly had walked away from his work release job site yesterday morning. Worth is in his 60s. He's an inmate at the Sturtevant Transitional Facility. No other information, though, was released by the Department of Corrections about Worth. Monday's 4th of July scheduled parade in southeast Wisconsin, one of the many activities all around the area, the Racine 4th Fest Parade. It's still one of the biggest and the best in the Midwest. WRJN's Louis Turner and Janet Hoff there for the festivities from the second floor of Uncorked at 240 Main Street. Great spot to watch a parade, describing some of the many entries that came by.
We also had the Racine Art Museum come by, and they had pedal cars. These pedal cars that were designed, and one was a flamingo, and the other was a green pig. So those are really cute. Those are fun. Safari Lake Geneva, you may remember the name Jay Christie. Jay Christie was
the
director of the Racine Zoo, and he left to start a safari park. And he had a little trouble here, he had a couple places picked out, but it didn't quite work out. So he has now found a spot in Lake Geneva, and his vehicle that went by said opening in the summer of 2016.
And, of course, to close out the day's festivities, the big fireworks show last night on Racine's lakefront, with some folks on the lakeshore able to also see Kenosha's display going off around the same time. Back to the normal routine, which means more road work. Project to rehab 2.5 miles of Highway 11 in Union Grove starting up today. The DOT's Brian Deneve says it'll include milling and replacing the road surface, putting in new signs and pavement markings, improving the pedestrian crossing at York Street to comply with ADA standards, and extending the centerline rumble strips.
They stop short. We'll be extending those a little bit eastward. Centerline rumble strips are essentially divots into the pavement that warm motorists that they're crossing over into the oncoming traffic. So we'll be extending those.
A project to rehab about 1.5 miles of Highway 11 in Sturtevant scheduled to go about mid-month. Work also beginning in the West End on another Racine County road construction project. This is about 7 miles of Highway 36 between Highway Y to Highway 100 in Milwaukee County. Some of the road is going to be reconstructed, other areas dispatched and resurfaced. Long-term single-lane closures will be in effect in both directions. Some congestion is expected. It's about a $4.1 million project scheduled to be completed by the fall. Well, it may take a village, but Caledonia's village partners are what's making a big difference in some of the community's parks. At a recent board meeting, Trustee Ed Willing talked about a newly signed deal with the Racine Spartan Soccer Club for the use of Gorney Park.
They agreed to improvements not less than $1,000. It has to be finished by the end of the soccer season every fall. This is in perpetuity, so there will be constantly improvements made, at least what they need and then some. in order to function. They'll be operating in basically four fields while they're using it.
And a recent golf fundraiser will lead to the installation of some new roofs on the dugouts at Crawford Park. Willing saying that there's been a lot of right and left hand helping each other out in the village, and the soccer club coming in is just the crown jewel of that. Village of Mount Pleasant will have a July 19th public hearing at 6:30 p.m. It's on a proposal to amend village ordinances regarding the parking of campers and trailers and commercial equipment less than 30 feet in length, now not allowed on the side of the house or only allowed on the side of the house or in the back, not in the front. The Plan Commission has gone round and round on this, the latest proposal to allow parking of such trailer-type vehicles in driveways in the front. Movement is to have the change stemming from a dispute from two neighbors on Farmington Lane. There's a request by Changing Lives Ministries in Racine to amend their conditional use permit for the addition of a daycare center to their church at 2829 Durand Avenue. Now, this is the strip mall that used to be holding Value Village. This is going to be up before the Common Council tonight. Assistant City Planner Matt Sadowski telling members last week it's only a minor amendment that's needed, though, because this is technically a commercial district. And he points out the request actually goes toward the city's desire of increased activity at such a location.
And one of the conditions of their original conditional use permit was that they had to open up a bookstore to maintain a commercial component to this, and they have done so. So they're just adding a little more use to the site, which is actually what we like with the commercial properties, additional use, that it's not just 2 days a week that the church is open. There's more activity on the site than just the church.
The council expected to approve the Plan Commission's recommended approval without discussion tonight. Meanwhile, the city assessor's office in Racine usually only gets attention when people find out the value of their properties, whether they like the numbers or not. Doing the job, though, does require some occasional technology upgrades, and that was before the Finance and Personnel Committee recently. Assessor Bill Bauer said this request will upgrade and automatically impact the primary assessment system. More human interaction and calculations, he pointed out, then there's a greater chance for errors. This new system would also eliminate the need to rely on the IT office to help generate some needed reports.
We spend a lot of IT time with the staff down in our office creating reports and things that this new system does automatically. So there's a lot of benefits to it. It integrates with our current system. It's an upgrade of what we already have, so it's very cost effective, a lot cheaper than going out and getting something new. It also would allow our staff to do a lot better job with personal property and things that are integrated.
And one of the biggest benefits, he says, the system's compliance with Excel and Windows. Finance panel supporting the use of almost $32,500 out of the CIP Capital Improvement Program to acquire and install the upgrade. The council expected to approve that. And after pausing for the 4th of July, of course, Summerfest getting back into the swing of things today. Several big-name concerts still to come this week, including Sir Paul McCartney, Def Leppard, Sting, Peter Gabriel, Luke Bryan, all at the Marcus Amphitheater, but plenty of other concerts and other venues that are going to be having some pretty big entertainment, including Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Cheap Trick. They'll be playing as well. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.